We continue today with lesson number 25 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We're still in the seventh perek, the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. Perek Zayin, Mishneh Dalet, and Mishneh Hey. Begin with Mishneh Dalet. Hoysa mufreshes min hakiro. Suppose a person manufactured a chatzar hakira, that's the tray under the kira upon which you put various things. Previously, when we learned about the chatzar hakira, it was built as part of the kira. There was a kira and a platform built as one. In our Mishnah, Dalet, we're speaking of a chatzar hakira, which is separate. It's a separate utensil completely. It wasn't manufactured as one. Manufactured a platform and manufactured a kira. Now he put the kira on the platform. Bisman shehi gvoya sholosh etzbos. If the rim around the tray, the platform, the chatzar hakira, is 3 fingers high, mitamo b'mago u'avir, so it can become tome both through mago and through avir. Even though they are not connected, the kira and the chatzar hakira, nevertheless, if one of them becomes Tomei, the other one is also Tomei. Because even though they're physically separate, they're halachically one entity. Pechusa mikan. If, however, the walls around the tray, the chatzar hakira, are less than 3 fingers high, osha hoiso chaloko, or it's just a flat tray with no rim around it, then tohoro. Then the chotzer is not a chibur to the kira at all. And if the kira becomes tome, whether me'avir or b'mago, the chotzer remains tohoro. And similarly, if the chotzer becomes tome, the kira remains tohoro. Number one. Number two, pitpute kira. Pitpute kira are little leg-like extensions from the kira. Some learn, the Rambam chief among them, that these pitputim protrude above the kira so that they support the kedera on it. The kedera is supported by these pitputim, which are extending from the top of the kira. Others learn that these pitputim are the legs of the kira at the bottom of them. Well, let's follow the Rambam. The pitputei kira are like raglayim, little feet that extend above the kira and are designed to support the kedera. Shalosha, if there are 3 pitputim, so you can easily hold, support a pot put upon 3 pitputim shaped like a segol. Shel shalosh etzbos, if they are, these pitputim are 3 etzbos high, mitamim b'maga uba avir. If the kira becomes tome, whether through maga or through avir, the pitputim are tome, because these pitputim are part and parcel of the kira. Vice versa, if these pitputim became tome, the kira is tome. They are part of the kira. Pochos mikan, however, if they are less than 3 etzbos high, these little pitputim, kol shekein hei tameim. They're certainly tameim because they're bought out to the kira. They're mamish, a little bump on the rim of the kira, less than 3 etzbos high. V'yafilu hei narbo. Even if there are 4 pitputim, all 4 are considered part of the kira. Even though the derech is only to make 3, but if you make 4, all right, sometimes people make 4 to hold the pot more firmly in place or whatever. If they are more than 4, so the Meforesh, the commentary of the Mishnah, known as Mishnah Achrono, he believes that more than 4 would not have a halacha of the kira because they are totally superfluous. That's Mishnah Dalet. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Continuing with the scenario of these pitputim, these 3 legs which are extending upward from the top of the kira and designed to hold the pot. Nitel echod mehem, if one of them is removed, then mitamin bimago, if the kira became tome bimago, these 2 pitputim which remain do become tome, ve'enom mitamin Bo'avir. But if the Kira became Tomei through Avir, the Avir of the Kira, a sheret dangled in the Avir HaKira, then the Pitputim do not become Tomei, because there are only two Pitputim now, and two Pitputim are not fully functional. So, Divrei Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir's opinion. Because Rav Meir says that since these Pitputim which remain can somehow be used to place a kedera part upon them and balance it delicately. So therefore, even though they're not fully functional as three would be, but two are sufficient to be considered a yad, and therefore, if the kedera became tome b'mago, so they are also tome. But if the kedera became tome b'avir, Rav Meir holds, which is his opinion throughout, back in Mishnah Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, we learned about this. It's only the Rabbonon that they are metame as yad, as yadayim, as handles, and therefore become tome b'mago hakiro. But the Chachamim were careful not to render them tome in the case where the kira became tome ba'avir. So we should know that the tumah here is only midrabbonon, and therefore we should not destroy, we should not burn the truma or kodshim, which became tomei on these pitputim. They're only tomei d'rabbonon, and truma tomeia, which is only tomeia m'drabbonon, or kodshim, which are only tomeia m'drabbonon, there still is an iser upon destroying them. Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says three pitputim are functional, two pitputim are not, and therefore they're not. They're just blitos, they're just bumps on the road. They're not part of the kira, and they are not they're not Mekabel Tuma at all, neither B'Avir and not even B'Maga. However, the Mishnah continues. Also, Shnayim Ze Keneged Ze. Suppose you made two Pitputim exactly across each other. So one's at one end of the diameter of the circle, which is the top of the Kira, and the other is opposite, 180 degrees away, opposite it. And you fashion these pitputim in such a way, the little flat top to them, so that you can balance a kedera on top of these two pitputim, since they are ze keneged ze. Mitamin b'mago uba avir, divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says those two are fully functional, the same as three, and therefore they are mikabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon metaher. Rabbi Shimon says no. Anything less than three, even two fashioned in such a way that they can somehow balance a kedera, two is not part of the kira, and therefore they're not. It's not. Those two are not mekabel tuma at all. Hoyu gevoyin misholosh etzbos. Suppose these pitputim are more than three etzbos, three fingers widths higher than the kira. So they're protruding more than three etzbos. So then you have one, they have the three that are protruding six etzbos. So misholo shulamato on the bottom three etzbos toward the kira, mitamin b'mago uba avir. They're part of the kira. However, misholo shulamalon above the three, in other words, in our example, they're protruding six fingers. The top three fingers widths, Misholo shulamalon mitamin b'mago ve'eno mitamin ba'aver divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir would hold the tumah midrabbonon, the outside, upper three etzbos. They're only mitamin b'mago midrabbonon, but not mitamin ba'aver. Rav Shimon mitaher. Rav Shimon says whatever is above three etzbos is not mekabel tumah at all. It's superfluous. Bein b'mago, bein ba'aver. Anything above three, not part of the kira, according to Rav Shimon. Suppose these pitputim are extending somehow from the bottom or the top of the kira out horizontally. So, b'toch sholesh etzbos, the three fingers closest of this protrusion to the kira, mitamin b'mago u'b'aver, they're part of the kira. Chutz misholesh etzbos, everything that's further out horizontally from the kira itself, according to Rav Meir, mitamin b'mago ve'no mitamin ba'aver. The Rav Meir, the only tumeim of the Rabbonon, gzera of yad. But we distinguish and do not allow them to be mekabel tumah if the kira became tomei ba'aver. So we know it's only Tomei ben Rabbanan. Rab Shimon Mitayr. Rab Shimon says no, it's totally Tor. Whatever is beyond three etzbos are not part of the Kira and therefore are not Mekabel Tuma. And so we have finished Mishnah Hey of Perek Zion, and the process concluded lesson number 25.